Hello, I'm Archibald Craven from the Secret Garden. Someone must save this sweet raven-haired maiden. You are tuned to WBFY LP Belfast, Maine, 100.9 FM.
On the mid-coast lies this harbor, where the passing meets the sea, where the bay calls to the sailors, and the summer air is sweet. Took its name from Northern Ireland, when they settled long ago. They built multi-masted schooners, captains built there. Sing it if you know it.
Belfast, Maine, pretty little city by the water. If you haven't been, you ought to come, but you might just want to stay. Belfast, Maine, take a little walk on down by the water. From the boathouse out to City Point, the point you want to go. She's been rough around the edges, working the fingers to the bone. In the sardine and the chicken plants, hardened people made their home. Then 40 years ago, some people came to get back to the land. The locals shook their heads, then shook their hands. Belfast, Maine, pretty little city by the water. If you haven't been, you want to come, but you might just want to stay. Belfast, Maine, take a little walk on down by the water. Pull out south to City Point, the point you want to. Well, they worked on things together, bringing changes to this town. With a nod to where we've been, and an eye toward where we're bound. Now we've got art walks, farmers markets, we've got music in the streets. We've got boat guards, we've got Elvis, we throw a party New Year's Eve. City by the water. If you haven't been, you wanna come, but you might just wanna stay. Belfast, Maine, take a little walk on down by the water. Boathouse out to City Point, the point you want your way. From the boathouse out to City Point.
This is Belfast Community Radio, 100.9 FM in Belfast, Maine, WBFYLP. My name is Vic, and I'm sitting here with the mayor of Santa Fe. Mayor of Belfast. Sorry, I spend a lot of my time in Santa Fe.
A little chilly today.
A little chilly today for Santa Fe. Hey, who is that over there?
Eric Sanders. Good afternoon, Vic. All right. It's hard to see you from 6 feet away, but there we go.
So Eric's come in his greatest acting role ever as the mayor of Belfast. Hello, Eric.
Hey.
So thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Eric, for coming to talk to us. What do we know? What's the news?
Well, let's start with what I know from my internet cellular phone data from this morning. There were, I believe, 13 new cases overnight in Maine, and the first fatality in southern Maine from the COVID-19. I believe it was an elderly gentleman in his 80s. And I know that I do appreciate the Maine CDC very much. I think we've all become habitual to around 11:30 checking news to see how many new cases, and we are all attuned to the nation as well, because as this thing, as this virus spreads across the nation, it seems to be developing some hot spots, New York City, Detroit now, and Chicago. So, and then the latest from early this afternoon from the Surgeon General was that they're looking at the virus peaking in 3 weeks across the nation. Mm-hmm. That's also from Governor Cuomo in New York.
Right.
But what does it all mean for us?
Well, one thing is that I read in the paper in the BDN that we had a case at the hospital.
Waldo County, yeah.
Right. Do we know anything about how that person's doing?
I don't know a word. Everything is done with privacy in mind.
Sure, of course.
And, but from what I understand from reading in the paper and the statements and general news is that that person is quarantined or in self-isolation, whatever phrase you want, and that the people that had been actively working closely have done the same. So, and we still have, there was another case in Waldo County. I believe it's up in the Winterport area. But again, some of that's rumor and innuendo. But that's the word on the street is two cases in Waldo County, which is a big county. Yeah. And one was down at the hospital. So, but that's where ultimately the emails I get from concerned citizens, Vic, they seem to go around a couple of different viewpoints. And the city council will be meeting Monday night via Zoom to discuss plans and also things such as snowbirds and self-quarantining for 2 weeks. I think Northport just released a letter indicating that they want people that are coming into the area from away to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And I get a lot of emails from people asking. I forward them straight to the council and Aaron Herbig. But, you know, as a community, we want to make certain that we're welcoming yet safe. So,
right. What other specific things are the city under the management of Aaron Herbig and the city council? What else is the city doing?
Well, we deferred some bills. You know, it's sewer bills are never popular to talk about, but we immediately deferred those. We shut the city hall and library and city buildings relatively down. The ones that are accessible really to the public, the transfer station was kept open under some pretty good and since modified guidelines. But we are following the Maine CDC. The council and I have been in daily communication with everyone on the council, as in a phone call. Mm-hmm. We have practiced our Zoom, which is quite a good thing. And we're going to have a remote meeting, a workshop meeting. I just put in a request to call for it, 7 o'clock on Monday. We have several things that we are in discussions about potentially doing for the citizens of Belfast and small businesses, and more to come after that meeting, I guess I would say.
Right. It occurs to me that it used to be you could see city council meetings on the cable television. Is there going to be some provision for that kind of thing, for electronic echo somewhere? Or?
My understanding is that Zoom, people can call in on it. People can watch it. I believe it's being set up so that it would be a viewable, perhaps it's streaming, of course, but also probably would be recorded at the same time. Zoom can be recorded and then played back on Bell TV. Just the way it's done today, really, except we are at the last council meeting, which was the second one of March. The dates are a little blurry, but it was about the 16th or 17th.
Yeah.
We had, you know, at that time, 2 weeks ago, it was less than 10 people in a room, 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of the differences in the last couple of weeks, I just see people slowing down more. There definitely needs to be, and it has been, total support from the community for the city council. And a lot of patience has been shown, I feel, by the community in general towards others and towards the city government, and understanding that this is a once-in-a-lifetime, I'm going to use the word catastrophe, because it really is. It's a nationwide sort of shutdown, and we're all shutting down too, but we're functioning as government at the same time. So our meeting on April 7th will be via Zoom, I'm presuming, that the coast will not be clear by then.
Right.
And perhaps through May.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at flattening the curve schedules, if you will, timelines that show in Maine and even in Waldo County that we're flattening now. But as you see the caseload build, currently it's 150, 160 people in the state, you can also see that it's Portland area, Cumberland County, and slowly working its way up the interstate, sort of, if you look at it that way. So we'll have an opportunity here to continue to practice flattening the curve, and the city will do everything in a meaningful way with an eye towards citizens to protect them. Sometimes that means protecting people from themselves. I mean, how many stores have you been in and people have not been 6 feet apart, and did you say anything to them or not? I mean, it's like some people are saying things to people that are too close to them. People are wearing masks now. 2 weeks ago, nobody was wearing gloves. If you go to Hannaford's today, more people are, and there's plexiglass.
Right, plexiglass. And they're also encouraging you not to bring in your home bags that they've been trying to train us all to use for years, because they're going to they'd rather have you take things in their bags, which are known not to be bringing in germs to the Hannaford.
I'm going to say that's correct, because I haven't gotten any information about
it. I was just there last night, and that's what they said is.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you accept the fact that people don't clean their bags before they bring them in,
right.
But there's also a lot of proven ways to clean your reusable bag before you go in. So, but I understand that.
Yeah. Well, they said last night when I was there that they were going to go flat against that soon in the next few days. Strictly don't bring your own bags.
So that's news to me. But yeah. I'm glad to hear of it, because those are the types of things that the council will need to probably not act on, right? Because there's currently an ordinance saying banning those, but these are extraordinary times.
Sure.
So we'll.
Sure.
We can move past that, and I think one's concern for everybody's health, general health and well-being, is the most important thing any of us can have.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward at the grocery store. You know, when three different people come from down different aisles, and how are they going to meet and pass each other and not breathe in each other's faces and stuff. People were seemed to be doing a good job of it, you know, when I was there last night.
Yeah, I went over to, I think it's called Walgreens, whatever the new store is on the corner, to pick up an inhaler for my son. I'm going to say it was Tuesday night. Might have been Wednesday night. And there was Hurley. Hurley was down at the other end. And we got, because he was there for some reason. And he came up to talk to me. And then he backed away, and I mean, it's a odd feeling, but it's totally necessary. It's been proven, you know, that this is airborne, mostly from droplets, as you can imagine, coming out of your nose or mouth when you sneeze or cough, and so 6 feet away must be the parameter of distance to ensure that you don't get it that way.
Yep,
common sense, right?
Yep. So this is WBFYLP, 100.9 FM, your Belfast community radio station. My name is Vic, and I'm here with Eric Sanders, the mayor of Santa Fe. And I did it again, the mayor of Belfast.
Let me get off my horse here.
Of course, pretty much everything is canceled, so the radio station has quit running its calendar of events and other things like that. We have been promoting the Ring of Caring thing that the city of Belfast has partnered with. They've got a phone number, 338-3370, extension 120, where people can call in, get various kinds of help and advice.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's Jody Stout.
Yes, Jody Stout.
So one of the earliest things we thought of which a lot of people have thought of, is to make sure your neighbors are okay. And Belfast is a great city for neighbors, and there is genuine care here. And so if anybody needs anything, I put my personal cell phone number up on Facebook a couple of weeks ago saying, give me a holler if you can't get an answer. Because City Hall, they're taking, if you call in, you're going to get a live person immediately. And then, but on the weekends, they're not there. So if somebody has an issue, then they could give me a holler and I could try to help them. But it's a neighborly town, and this is definitely a neighborly time. And if you have elderly people that need prescriptions or need some food or need some errands run for them or anything, then they're encouraged to call and let us know, and we will help them get that accomplished.
Let's see if we can make this work here. We've got a phone call coming in.
Hello, this is WBFY.
Hello, this is Counselor Hurley, your one and only listener calling.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I'm down in the bunker, so
we have
I'm
a bunker?
Locked in my office where I have a sign on my door that says, you know, knock with your elbow, no one allowed, and we are definitely practicing social distancing.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Mayor, for being on the air, and does this get recorded and it's available online as well?
Yes, it will be, and we'll also be rebroadcasting this tomorrow at noon, and thinking maybe we'll make a regular feature of it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I think that would be... So, if I can, and then I'll, as usual, I'll take too long to say something, but Eric, you can take over. You know, I termed this that we are all in the lifeboat. Our ship has sunk, and we are all in the lifeboat, and our job is to survive right now. You know, and somebody said to me, a couple people said, oh, that's awful gloomy. It was a very dark way of looking at it. And I noted that both of them had good jobs that they were getting paid. They were getting their paychecks on time. Well, thousands of Belfast people and Belfast area people do not have paychecks today. They have been laid off or they were self-employed. And so what I, you know, are we gloomy? We're not gloomy, but we are clear-eyed and realistic that we are in a world of hurt and we're going to have to work together to make it through this thing and come out good on the other side. And so to Eric, I'm sorry I was doing something the first couple of minutes, but maybe you could just talk about the fact of how the council is involved. The city is definitely focused on not just, you know, doing what we need to do in terms of, you know, garbage and police and sewage treatment and water and all those things and ambulance, fire, you name it. But, you know, community support, economic development, all that.
And, yeah, everything's on the table, right? I mean, this is a, as you and I have talked about, once in a lifetime, maybe once in a lifetime event. And it's nationwide, and it is an equal effector of all cities and towns. You know how difficult it is to go online and try to file for unemployment or anything else. These small loans that are going to be coming out, I know my spouse today asked me if I could look at one of them because she got lost as soon as she got in. Internet, legalese, a lot of complications. But the city is standing by, and I did allude to, Mike, that we're meeting on Monday night via Zoom, and we're going to discuss all this and come out with a plan, hopefully, to aid everyone. But beyond aid, I think, and you would vouch for this, I think looking at all of the stores that are closed in town suddenly, beyond the personal anxiety that must cause everybody that drives past it, there's a lot of internal stress going on with small business owners and with employees, and we need to make sure that people know not only do we care, that's great, but we actually may attempt to try to help some of them. And How? We'll find out. But we stand at the ready. And, yeah, we did talk about, we were just talking about Jody's program with regards to helping people if they need something, you know, errands or prescriptions or groceries or things like that.
Whatever.
I think that's the right word. Whatever.
So, you know, you used the word catastrophe.
Yeah.
You know, and it is. And there's no doubt about it. This is, in fact, you know, if you think of, you know, we've all seen it, Katrina, or a tornado that savages some town out in Oklahoma.
2,000 miles away.
You know, well, number one, those things happen, but it doesn't happen to the entire country, much less the world at that time. This has happened to the entire country and the world. So, in many ways, this catastrophe is going to be on us. Yes, the feds and the state are going to help us. But I have absolutely no doubt that 6 or 8 months from now, there will be towns that did nothing. And I don't want Belfast to be that town.
Right, right. Agreed.
I know you share that, and I know you, you know, I know all the councilors in the city feels that way. So, and I want people of Belfast to know that we're not going to be sitting around twiddling our thumbs waiting for the day this is all over. We're going to be way ahead of that. So, and Mayor, thank you so much for everything you've been doing. And I'm going to get off the air here and let you guys keep talking. Stay safe. Don't forget to wash your hands. I just want to note, Eric, did you make it through the first 10 minutes without mentioning somebody going to college?
Yeah, I did make it through. I didn't bring that up at all. So I appreciate that, though. That was good news, though. I mean, I did put my oldest was accepted to several colleges last night. And although it is not proper etiquette for a parent to announce that on social media, I mean, that's what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
I did because, I was really proud. Said got accepted into Harvard and some other schools. And
congratulations.
And but the reality was all of the comments back, and this is important, guys, all of the immediate comments back was, thank God we needed some good news. So everybody's living on their phones, on social media, all the time because mm-hmm. you're stuck in your houses and you're watching for hope. We talked about hope. hope is sometimes as important as reality. And I think, to Michael's point, if the city can provide hope and help between now and Christmas, because this is going to go on for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then the aftermath of this is going to go on as long as it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we're here. And reading the emails from Brenda Bonneville, Neil, Paul Dean, and Mary, and Michael, it's all about what a wonderful community we have. We've always realized it, but when it's asked to shut down and you drive through the empty streets, Mike put up on Facebook the other night a picture of downtown Belfast, and, you know, there were various comments, you know, I see strength, I see resolve, I see emptiness, but that's the human psyche. What we have to do as a city and as the, I guess you'd call us the leaders of the city for the government, is we have to provide help and hope. And sometimes that means being honest, like stay at home, wash your hands, right? And keep 6 feet away. And, you know, but sometimes it means just telling people how proud you are of the city, and that we will be back to that city shortly. It will probably take some help from the city of Belfast, and that's what we're going to do. But we will be back, and we'll be stronger than ever. However, in the meantime, this hunker down stuff, none of us have experienced it. And everybody reacts differently to stress. And a lot of people are under stress these days. Agreed, Mike?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not in my house.
Oh, good.
Although I was forced to watch the original Carousel, which was one of the most awful musicals I've seen in a long time. So if that happens again, well, then, you know, the gloves are coming off. So.
Wow. Well, sacrifices must be made.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Right.
I think
how long are you guys on the air?
I don't know, four or something?
As long as need be. And as I say, I hope we can kind of make this a regular, maybe weekly feature or something.
Well, I'm game, and I think, you know, Mike's the only counselor on here, but any and all counselors, if they feel safe enough to come over here, or I guess they could call in, although the vocal quality may be a little better here. Yeah. But, you know, we're going to have things happening.
Yeah. And, hey, I'm going to get off the air so somebody else can call in.
All right,
you guys.
Peace
thank
out.
You. Yeah, bye.
But I think regular communication is good.
So we have Aaron Herbig is the new city manager.
Right.
One of the immediate advantages is she has pretty much direct communication with state government.
Yep.
Whether she wants it or not, I should add. So we get instant news, instant decisions. I think the governor made a good choice delaying the state income taxes to July 15th, because how ornery would that be if you had to go to your accountant twice, once for the state in April and once in July for the feds. But, you know, it's you and I are of the age that back in the 60s and 70s when we were kids, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have anything.
Yep.
We had the monkeys on Saturday morning TV on black and white. Today's kids, with their cell phones, they are PAC-related. Hear me out on this. They're PAC-related. My middle child goes with a pack of kids, right? And they can still be a pack on Instagram and Snapchat, but they crave being a pack together, and this has eliminated that from their lives. These teenagers and middle school kids are probably having some turbulence. And one of the benefits of being at home is that you have more family time. That can be a benefit. It can be go the other way.
Sure.
But
I'm sure the tide ebbs and flows on that.
But the point being, most people, and I'm doing a visual here, most people in their households walk around with their cell phones, right, looking at the cell phones, because it's a habit that just keeps on happening. But now you actually have some family time. You have the ability to spend time together. And after the initial shock of that, it's kind of cool. It takes kids almost even longer than parents, who are also uncomfortable with suddenly being at home with their kids. After that shock of, oh my God, what are we going to do? It happens, and you have family time, and you have some togetherness. And, you know, it's not illegal to walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not illegal to go take hikes.
Yep.
Although ticks are out, be careful. And so that's all the stuff that we used to do when we were kids.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens with this generation. Keeping in mind that these high school seniors, because one of my kids is a senior, Courtney was pregnant with that child on 9/11. So they were born or babies then, and now when they're on the cusp of adulthood
Another
and getting
round.
Ready to graduate, now there's this. They're not going to have graduation.
They're
not. You tell me there's going to be school the rest of the year starting April 27th. I'll take that bet that there's not going to be.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that in March when they made the decision. You know, and our school district made everybody at the time 5 weeks off. And then, of course, everybody else has done it now the same thing. We'll be lucky if, depending on how this virus operates, we'll be lucky if they can have a graduation in June, July, or August.
Mm-hmm.
So, much less go back to school. So, the teachers are under stress. Everybody's world's been upended. And I think it's a time for hope, calmness, taking a good look around, keeping your eyes wide open, and your antenna up to help people.
Yep. On the other hand, I imagine a lot of these families, kind of like going up to your camp on the lake and it being a stormy week or something, and everybody's inside and learning to play those old board games again and card games and practice your musical instruments. It's a good chance to do that. Work on your family band.
Yeah, that works for about 15 minutes, Vic. And then because none of these kids want to play board games. But, no, I mean, you're right. I'm teasing. But what's coming in through the phones is instant information. A lot of it is driven by, I don't want to use the word clickbait, but headlines that are not positive, news that's not positive. And I think smaller communities have an opportunity to distance themselves a little bit from that and realize that they live in a great community with great people and actually go, you know, take the time to help each other. Because community, not the city of Belfast government, community is what's going to solve and get us through this. And Belfast has a strong community, so I'm pretty confident about that.
Yeah, I'd like to diverge just a little bit, too, into what we're talking on right now, Belfast Community Radio. It's one of the things that is still up and operational. A lot of people are telling me and others that they really appreciate hearing local voices on the radio. Any of you who'd like to participate, we actually have a good system that allows you to run the radio station from your home. If you've got a laptop and any kind of a half-decent microphone, you could participate in keeping up the spirits of your friends and neighbors by volunteering at the radio station. You can send an email to info@belfastcommunityradio.org. That'll get to me. I'm Vic Treadwell, the manager of the station. And we can actually get you set up. This is one of the few community projects that you can participate in from home. So just a little plug there for your community radio station.
I was in a play until about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Enemy of the People. That was so we're literally having a talk and deciding to let's back off for a while because of this. Mm-hmm. That turned into maybe in June. That has now turned into what appears to be an online recorded Zoom, five parts, because there's five acts. Mm-hmm. Theater groups, artistic groups are out there working feverishly to try to come up with ways to entertain people.
Yep.
And God, I hope you support them when they offer these watch parties on Facebook or things like that. The Masquerade's canceled, As You Like It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a good point. If you have something like that going, send us a message to the radio station. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We have, you know, various ways you can get a website, various ways you can get in touch with us. We will put together a calendar of events. It used to be that it was things that you could go and see and do and support local musicians. But if you've got online substitutes going, let us know at the radio station. We'll help help get the word around. We've got a time slot for radio theater.
That's right. I'm going to let Jason Bannister know that, because that's one of the things they're looking at.
Absolutely. We'd love to help produce some radio theater or whatever else.
So one of the things that I just thought of is that, who are the frontline people in Belfast, in the city? I mean, who are the frontline people that... Well, I called Rob Fowler. He's just a personal friend you know, whatever he does over at the hospital, it must be pretty important. He's a, you know, quality control or something. But I just texted him on a couple of nights ago, and I said, hey, if you guys need anything, let the city know. And he said, we're working 24/7. We're ahead of the game. We're doing well. But the frontline people, you know, I know Dan Britton. I've known him from coaching soccer. He's an emergency physician. Angus Beale lives out on Tufts Road. He's in the emergency room. These are people we know, and they are down at the hospital working 24/7, and they're also planning for emergencies at the same time if this builds up the way it could.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Sure.
But the city will be balanced. It'll be transparent. If you look at our transfer station, which we did change the things out there, everybody's taking this seriously, and that's the first step, right? I do feel, I haven't seen anybody blatantly disregarding things in terms of social distancing in the city of Belfast. I have driven the town. There's more people walking and walking the dogs and just out together, but they're all apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in Missouri, which is having an outbreak now. Their governor, until recently, poo-pooed the whole idea. well, we don't need this, we don't need that. Well, they have 600 or 700 cases suddenly, and people are flooding the parks and walking, but they're not 6 feet apart. You can't change stupid. Are we in agreement about that?
Oh, yeah.
You can't change stupid. But we will certainly do our best to communicate so that people don't make choices or do things that may cause them to get this.
Well, and to get regrets.
And to get regrets.
Yeah.
Because on the back end of stupid is regrets.
Yeah.
So, but if you go back to your neighbors, I got my next door neighbor. One of them is a snowbird driving back even as we speak. And I already told him, hey, you guys are going to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, right? Because they're driving from Florida to Maine?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm getting some emails on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something people need to be doing. The city, if we need to get involved and make a proclamation or an ordinance or whatever the hell you got to do, we will do that. But people have got to use common sense. And throughout this so far, I've seen a ton of common sense being used. The gas station, Wentworth's, where I get my coffee every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Staples is up there every morning. And one morning I walked in when this stuff was happening. Suddenly they've got Purell here. They got Purell over there. They have free gloves for the taking,
mm-hmm.
for anybody. Everybody is doing their most intelligent, all-in approach to making sure that nobody gets sick. Because at the end of all of this effort that we are trying to avoid is the virus, right?
Yeah.
So all of these steps are just in case. But the mm-hmm. more serious we take the just in case, the less chance we get it.
Right, because the virus is going to do what the its little
does.
Simple mind is up for, and that's reproducing itself by infecting folks. So we got to take every step we can to be safe.
So let's look at we now have the most cases in the world. Well, we're one of the most populated countries. Doesn't surprise me. We have a lot of urban centers. Seattle, mm-hmm. that is a huge airport. New York, Boston, huge airports. Things transmit. Well, they say air travel. And within the United States, one day this week, they did a study. They had 279,000 people fly from one American city to another that day.
Mm-hmm.
That was an 87% drop from the normal daily travel plans. So clearly people are listening. It's the little things like if it crosses your mind that you should wash your hands, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I can physically tell you that 409 also works. At least it says it kills 99.9%. And although my hands don't squeak anymore, I keep because I do some, you know, carpentry and house painting on the side. I keep that in my car. And anytime I go in anywhere, as soon as I come out, I spritz my hands and mm-hmm. and give them a good rub. So everybody's doing the best they can. And guess what else is going to happen during this?
Yeah.
You're going to get a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. What are you going to do when you get a cold? What are you going to think? You got a cold or you got the virus?
No way to know.
Right. So you're probably going to get checked out or what? I mean,
try and get a test, yeah.
So immune systems are the backbone of surviving it. So lots of vitamin C is good for the immune system. Like, I don't need to be telling the listeners stuff that my wife taught me, but vitamin C is a good immune booster. So is walking, so is sunshine, things like that.
Yep.
So.
Well, very good.
Cool.
A reminder again, this is WBFYLP, 100.9 FM in Belfast, your community radio station. I'm Vic Treadwell. I'm here with Eric Sanders, the mayor. And if you'd like to speak with us and to the all 13 listeners out there.
Hey. let's do a roll call.
338-2277 is the phone number to reach us here in the studio. And I'm not sure what else there is to say.
Well, I'm just checking the latest news to see if there's anything else going on.
Right. To repeat a couple of things that we
said earlier in the hour, the best information is that there have been two cases here in Waldo County.
Yeah.
One a nurse at the hospital.
Yeah, and the other one I think is up in Winterport.
Right.
Which I consider a suburb of Bangor, but still, it's in Waldo County. But two cases. That person was, after diagnosed at Waldo County, self-quarantined, isolation, whatever you call it, and anybody that they came in contact with. And that is something people ask me, well, who? And, you know, that's something we should probably talk about. Privacy, HIPAA.
Yep.
There are laws out there that, you know, you can say an 80-year-old person from Cumberland County, but you can't say who it is. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and that's fair enough.
It is fair. And, you know, if it's confirmed and you had contact with somebody, somebody will be reaching out and letting you know. So,
right.
But so fear, right? Let's talk about anxiety. Fear and anxiety have to be combated. And the best way to combat that is to understand that this will pass, not chiding yourself for trying to minimalize it, but realistically understanding that in all probable cases, in July or August, we won't be sitting around talking about still being in blackout or lockdown. And although it is difficult for many people to shut down or slow down or become hyper aware of their surroundings, that's what's needed at this time to break the chain of the virus itself. So hopefully people understand that and use a lot of patience and love with other people, because usually tempers can fray when you get anxious.
Tell you what, though, I'm going to turn the music back on, but I have an important message from 1932 for you.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
You're listening to the brand new WBFY Belfast Community Radio at 100.9 FM.